Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Let's get to the real stuff. The most important stuff, allegedly. And this is, AJ, this is going to kill me. I have to put on my real impartial hat on here, you know what I mean? I have to pretend I like all these political parties, or I like them evenly. The latest Red Sea poll is out. This is the last Red Sea poll before the election, by the way. And it's neck and neck. In the lead is Fianna Fáil with 21. In joint second place, Sinn Féin and Fine Gael with 20. Nothing in it really, is it? Independents are at 14, by the way, which is a bit of a drop, by the way, for Independents. Independent Ireland is at 4. Greens are at 4. And People for Profit are at 2. There's no point in reading out the rest of them. Anyway, so, look, what I'm saying to you is, I see, what I can't understand is the political system in Ireland. Somebody's got to come on and say, no, would you let me to explain it to you? What I can't understand is there's this kind of assumption that it's the same. Well, at the moment, it's three parties, isn't it? It used to be Labour, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil. Now it's Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael. Labour kind of disappeared off the map a little bit. Anyway, but there's kind of assumption that, oh, it's going to be one of them, like. And the same, like, with leaders' questions. You've got those three people on there, those three leaders. No harm to them. But there, how can we ever evolve as a society and change society and get fresh blood in there in politics when we don't give some smaller ones a chance? Like today in the podcast, what I did was I brought on loads of independents and smaller party leaders like Padraig Tobin and stuff like that on the show. We had about 20 all running for election to give them a bit of airtime because they don't get airtime, generally speaking. Padraig does, but the rest don't. They don't get airtime. Now, it's difficult for us to do it here on the radio station because we only have the one talk show, unlike, say, News Talk or RTE, which would have a lot. You know, we would have to give them all an equal amount of time. So it's difficult for us to bring them on here because then we'd have other ones complaining. Say, oh, you have to give me time now on it as well. So what I want to do tonight is I want to find out who you're voting for. I'm really interested. I'm going to try my best to be impartial. It's very difficult for me, but I am going to try my best to be impartial in relation to this. Who are you voting for and why? What's the issue that you're voting for them on? When I look at the issues, by the way, according to the polls, the main issue is housing, healthcare, cost of living. Immigration, very low, according to the poll, only at 7%. I don't believe that. Climate change is more or less the same as immigration. I don't believe that for a minute, because when I was out campaigning for the European elections, nobody mentioned climate change. Nobody said, no, I'm going to vote for you. What's your policy on climate change? Are you going to save the world? Nobody said that to me. Nobody mentioned Palestine to me. So in other words, international events, nobody mentioned that to me. What people were talking about was how their lives and their pockets were affected. And they were talking about immigration, which was a big issue, of course, during the European elections. So why are you voting for somebody this year? It's a big day, by the way. I think this is a really important election, by the way, on Friday, one of the most important elections we've probably ever had. So why are you voting for the party you're voting for on Friday? And if you are not voting on Friday, shame on you. There's a whole other question and argument that we should have fines for people who don't vote. Similar to Australia. You should be obliged to vote. Men died in this country for your opportunity to vote. So you should be out voting. If you are registered to vote, don't sit at home. The polling station is open all day. Make sure you get out and vote. Okay? Remember how to vote. It's really important that you know how to vote. How our voting system works. When you get to the polling station, you'll get a polling card with all your local candidates. Depending on your area, I don't know how many there'll be on your ballot sheet. But let's say there's 10 on your ballot sheet. You give your number one vote to the person you most want to get elected. You give your number two vote to the person that you really like and you say, well, look, if he doesn't get elected, I'd like him or her. Do not give a number to somebody you don't want to get elected. So, for example, if, you know, I'm trying to think of a random name, Billy Joe Mayer at the very bottom from a political party you don't want voting, you don't want him ever elected, you never want to see him in power, don't give him a number, because what will happen is if you do and all the rest are eliminated, the votes will be transferred to him. This idea that if you don't fill out all the boxes, the government gets your votes, that's untrue and that's a myth. It's an urban myth. It's not true at all. So if you want to give three people a vote, go 1, 2, 3 to three people you like. If you want to give five people a vote that you like, give five people a vote. But don't put a number just for the sake of it on somebody's name that you don't want to get elected. Because they could, based on your vote, because they could get transfers from the rest who get eliminated. All right, that's how you vote. Anyway, and it's really important you get out and do it. So the question I'm asking you tonight, and I want you to WhatsApp in 087-188-0008. Who are you going to vote for and why? What's the reason you're going to vote for them? What is the issue that really is the one that's making you want to vote this time around? Let me go to Anthony. Anthony, hi, how are you?
Niall, how are things?
Good. Nice to talk to you, Anthony. Anthony, are you going to vote?
Yes, I am.
And who are you going to, can you tell us who you're going to vote for? Do you mind telling us?
I'm not going to tell you. Of course I'm not. That's very private, but
okay.
I can assure you it won't be Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael.
Okay, but that's who it won't be. That's good. Okay, that's your choice.
Yes.
Okay, and why the person that you're going to vote for, or the people that you're going to vote for, why are you voting for them in particular? What is it about them that makes you want to vote?
Because I think the country, the whole country, is so sick of this old democracy. It's more like a democracy. It's like a royal family of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael since the state was founded.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are sick of it now. And older people just vote for them. Like, I mean, I have an elderly neighbour and she prays for Charlie Haughey because she brought in free travel for the elderly pensioners back in the 80s.
I remember that, yeah.
You know, and they're just counting on that vote. And that's why Simon Harris backtracked the other day when he was caught with that.
Charlotte, the disabled lady.
Yes, he was backtracking and RTE apparently, I don't know whether it's, excuse me, but I don't know whether it's true or not, but apparently RTE were told by Fine Gael, don't put that up.
I heard that, yeah, they mentioned that in the debate, that somebody from the party had rang RTE.
Well, I don't know whether that's true or not, whether
to remove the video.
Chinese whispers or what.
Well, I don't think Simon Harris didn't know whether it was true or not either. But seemingly, yeah, somebody asked RTE to remove.
Surely he would have known it was up on the TikTok Taoiseach. Surely he would have known it was online.
But it wasn't just an RTE. There was loads of journalists there that saw it and loads of people had videoed it from different angles. So, you know, journalists are following him while he's canvassing.
But to me anyway, like they thought that he was going to be the bounce. Like, but to me, he's like Daffy Duck on cocaine. Or speed, you know. He just
keeps going
so
along,
fast, like just like it's. I was like, would you slow down? Like, I can't even understand you. Never mind an older person. Like, would you ever slow down? Like, slow the pace, coolabula. Like,
Well, it didn't bode well for him. And but mind you, looking at the polls now, which would take that into consideration, it didn't seem to have damaged them too much.
Well, I don't know. At the same time, Mary Lou then didn't. Hello, Mary Lou. How are you? She didn't do a lot of favors for the party either. Like, you know, when about immigration. But the main thing anyway is.
Who do you think performed? Did you watch the debate last night?
No, I wouldn't be bothered. Okay.
I spoke to people about it today and they believe that Mary Lou.
Pluck up my toenails and watch that. No,
they believe Mary Lou did the best of the three last night.
Well, maybe so. I don't know. I'd have to watch it. I can't comment on it because I didn't watch it. But
okay, so your vote. So what is the issue you're voting on, Anthony? What do you believe
housing.
The biggest housing is the biggest
housing.
Issue?
Housing.
Okay.
Yes, I believe it is. Yes.
Okay. And is that affecting you directly?
Not me, but people that I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
You know, and I lived. Personally, I lived in a house and immigration and housing are both intertwined.
Of course, yeah.
To live in the real world. And I lived in the real world and I saw people come over from Eritrea and the next thing they were working and the next thing they were unemployed and the next thing their family and their three children came over. And the next thing they were housed, and I saw people, Irish people, that weren't housed. And housing and immigration are the main things that affect everybody. And when you see Irish people on the streets, homeless people, genuine homeless people, now I'm not talking about chancers or whatever, but genuine Irish people, and it's like, you know, someone said earlier on today, I was listening to another radio station, and they said, you know, you can fill a bucket, but the bucket can only fill so much. And if it's overfilled, it'll spill over. And you see, that's what incites hatred. That's what incites racism.
Well, it creates, of course, when you've got a chaotic problem, it's going to create division. Yeah, man, that's kind of natural.
Yes, and you can't blame these people for coming over if there's an open door policy.
Well, they're taking advantage of a bad system that we have. Yeah.
And you've Helen McEntee, then the Minister for Justice. She's the first Minister for Justice that I've ever seen in my lifetime anyway. She doesn't even pretend to be interested in her job. She couldn't care less, like, after the riots in Dublin last year, like, walking down the street with flanked by four guards. I feel as safe as houses walking down the streets of Dublin. So would I if I was flanked by four guards, like. I mean, is she for fucking real, like? Sorry, excuse my language, but is she for real, like?
So you don't think she's doing a good job? So you think justice and feeling safe and crime and all those things need to be addressed badly? Stay there, Anthony. I want to go to Fiona as well. Fiona, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Fiona. Can I ask, by the way, I'm going to ask everybody, so don't take offence to it. I mean, I know some people are quite private about who they vote for. You don't have to tell me, but you can tell me who you're not voting for if you want to, or who you are voting for. It's up to you.
I'd be in the same regards there, no, as Anthony.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not voting for Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael?
No, and my grandmother, no, Lord have mercy on her, is probably doing a 360 in her grave.
Why was she a Fianna Fáil woman?
Well, when De Valera came to Cork and he came to the north side, she was the first lady he visited.
Oh, right.
So, like, there's history there.
Yeah.
So if they put up a monkey, we were told to vote the monkey.
Yeah.
But let me tell you now, I'm exhausted from the monkeys. That's exactly now the way it's gone. I just feel that they have caused, not just them, but for the last numerous years, they have caused terrible racism in the country. They have portrayed the Irish as being nothing but anti-immigrants, anti-this, anti-that. They've made people afraid to open their mouths because they're being called far right. Half the time we don't even know what it means. So to be honest with you, they're on their own agenda. They, as I say, they get their book of instructions from Europe and they come over here and they slap us with it. If we go against it or question it, oh, here they go again. It's the far right people. I just think I have had enough. There is a couple of passionate people coming up, independents, who are willing to stand up and speak for the Irish. They will be getting my vote.
Okay.
So I hope the independents do well. Mm. I really do. Because we need a bit of fresh blood in there.
Yeah.
Just to leave the Irish people know what is really going on. What is really going on here?
So,
because there's tents. Niall, where I live now, there's a tent out the back of my house. Now, please. So when I look out my back bedroom window, I'm looking at people living in tents. This is a private area now. So, like, where have we? Where are we gone, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin? Where are we gone when there is people camping at the back of our houses? Come on, like. And you call us far right for opening our mouths. I'm afraid to open my back windows. Right? I don't know who's living out there. So this is just one person.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot out there like me. And to be honest with you, I would say to people, go vote your independents. Look at their posters. Look at their morals. And you vote for someone who's thinking like you, in your way of thinking. And there is one guy down here in the North Central. I think he'll do very, very well. I really do.
Do you want to name him? Do you want to name him?
Do I want to name him? It's Derek Bly. And okay. I wish him all the best. Okay. I really, really do.
Okay.
Because he's got morals and he has educated the Irish people in the last numerous months. He has. So I take off my hat to him. He's passionate. There's another one or two independents I've seen and have good morals as well. So, yeah, I think my votes will be going there.
So from your point of view, what I'm hearing from you is the government parties, the main government parties, are not listening to you, is what you're saying to me.
They are absolutely not listening to the normal people at all. The cost of living, please. Like the last time a politician came to the door was for the last elections. And I asked him, I said, could you live on €250 a week? And he said, no. But I said, but we're expected to. So if I come out of work sick in the morning, I'm expected to live on that. when he knows we can't afford to live on that.
Certainly not now, you
so
can't.
So I'm sorry, the cost of living has gone outrageous as well, Niall. It's a lot of things. And as I said, the Irish people are afraid to speak. You're far right. If someone could explain that to me, I might change myself.
I can't. You know what? I can't even explain that anymore, to be honest with you, because things that the far right, inverted commas, said a year and a half ago in relation to limiting numbers and all that kind of stuff, the government have said recently. So are the government far right? I think not. So I think the word far right is just used to silence people sometimes.
It's a form of bullying. It is absolutely a form of bullying.
Now, don't get me wrong. There are a few head cases out there that incite violence and what have you. But, and you know, that are blatant racists or incite violence, and they shouldn't be listened to. But, you know, just because you have an opinion doesn't mean you're far right.
This is it. And that's what I feel. You know, that people, there is really very well-educated people out there who are, at this moment, are half afraid to open their mouth.
Okay, well, I can hear Fiona in your voice, and I just want to give everybody a little bit of airtime that you're extremely angry, and I understand why, and many people do understand. Lots of people texting in, by the way, saying they completely agree with you. They're very passionate about what you said there, Fiona. So Fiona won't be voting for the government parties. I'm going to come to Luke and Sean. I've got to take a quick break, and Rob, I'll be with you as well straight after. Oh. All right, welcome back. Somebody just said to you, by the way, they're watching RT's 9 o'clock news, and it's like a party political broadcast for Fianna Fáil. Now, I do know, no, I don't know, I haven't seen it, obviously, so I can't comment on it, but I do know that Sinn Féin had mentioned last night in the debate that they wanted RT examined for objectivity. And I kind of agree. When it comes to the kind of narrative around politics in this country, it's almost like they are, you know, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael are the default party, you know, and everybody else is on the opposition in relation to trying to get the job. And that shouldn't be the way. When we're doing a debate running up to a general election for those 30 days, you know, remember, everybody should be at the same point. We should be looking at everybody on the same platform at the same point and giving everybody a fair run at it. And that's the way it should work. But that's not the way it works, unfortunately, in the media in this country. In relation to the poll, somebody else wants to know now how many people were polled. 1,004 people, I believe, were polled for the Red Sea poll. Out of a population of 5 million people, I don't know how many voters are in that population. But however, you know, it's not a lot of people, is it? Is it a big sample size? No, it's not. Polls can be very wrong. We've seen that in the United States. The United States, the polls right up to the day of the vote, said Kamala Harris was going to win the election. It was a landslide for Donald Trump. So polls can be wrong. Luke, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Niall. How are things?
Good. Luke, can I ask who you're voting for? Or if you don't want to tell me that, you can tell me who you're not voting for. And why are you voting for them?
Well, in this late stage of the campaign, I'm still unsure of who I'm going to vote for.
Okay, well, there's 71% of the population know who they're going to vote for, so you're one of the 29 who doesn't yet. And that's fair enough.
Absolutely. Now, of course, I'm going to fill out my civic duty and vote come Friday. But even at this stage, I'm still unsure. Just given the last 10 years of politics, it's just made it a very hard, like, it's a very hard choice to make. Because it seems to me like no matter who we vote for, mainly the two main parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, they don't seem to be different enough anymore. And then Sinn Féin, in the last 5 years of the Dáil, they haven't really put up much of an opposition, which shows to me that even if I did vote for them, are they just going to be the same again?
Well, you could argue that they are the same. But in saying that, they do seem to be, well, last time around they did quite well, they just didn't have enough candidates, that they claim to be a vote for change. Do you think they're a vote for change?
Not really, because, as I said, in the last Dáil, the one we're just finishing, Sinn Féin were the main opposition party. But not once did I really hear them step out of the government line and say, no, this is wrong. Like, given the last, even the last referendum, Sinn Féin didn't do much to oppose that, but that didn't reflect the population's opinion. Like,
Sinn Féin told everyone to vote yes, just like the government.
Exactly, and they didn't listen to the voices of the community that they were representing, because most of the population said no in that referendum. And like, that just shows to me then that Sinn Féin aren't up to the challenge of being different. That is not a vote for change. That is a vote for more of the same.
So have you thought about any other smaller parties or independents?
I would consider, like, I have to do some more research now in the next 48 hours just to, like, come to my final conclusions. But I'd probably have to go independent or some of the smaller parties. I'll disperse my vote among them. Or maybe, like, but that's best I can do. That's the only change I can see fit at the moment.
See, here's the thing. You're never going to find an independent or a smaller party or any party, indeed, that's going to fit with all of your morals and your policies, etc., etc. But you're going to have to get one that's close enough to it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But even the things like now people are saying this evening about housing and immigration and all these things, like no matter what party anyone votes for, no matter what party gets into power, at the end of the day, none of them have the silver bullet to solve all these problems. Like,
no.
None of these problems can change due to 160 people up in Dublin. Like, it's, these things take a long time. And yes, they are major concerns of mine and everyone else in my peer group. But like, at this stage, nothing can change these things quickly. No 5-year period in the Dáil will change the housing crisis, will change immigration, will change emigration. All these things are just going to be a long-term problem that each Dáil over the next 20 or 30 years will have to take a bite off every time.
You are right. There is no magic bullet and magic wand to fix the housing problem or to fix the healthcare problem or to fix the cost of living at this moment in time. But steps could be taken in the right direction, depending on who you vote for.
Absolutely. Like that 13.8 billion, I don't believe that should be reserved for infrastructure or transport. I think that should go into housing, back into corporation housing like they used to do long ago. And that housed many, many people of a generation. But now there's none of that anymore. Like, 3-bedroom semi-detached houses around Cork are going for €400,000 or €500,000. And for someone like me looking at that, that is inachievable. That will never be achievable for someone like me or many other people who
are... Yeah, your average person will never be able to afford a house in this country.
Never.
No.
Never.
And that's sad, isn't it? You know.
And the second-hand housing market then is saturated with people looking for a cheaper house, which of course drives up the price and limits the supply.
Yeah. It's basic economics, isn't it? Supply and demand. The more houses you can supply, the more you can control the prices and bring them back down again. If we can't, you know, increase the supply, we're never going to tackle the price.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, okay. Luke, well, look, the best of luck on Friday. And I hope you pick somebody or you can find somebody and you exercise your right to vote. All right. Thanks very much indeed, Luke.
Hopefully so. Thanks for having me on.
Sean, hi. How are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good, Sean. What do you want to say?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. I'll give it to you who I'm not voting for. I've watched the two leader debates last week and this week. And I've made my mind up, Niall, on complete terms of what I've watched and what I've seen in the past 5 years. All combined to everything. Healthcare. I think Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have run, literally, you know, they've run out of road here. They said they do this, they do that since 2016, and they haven't. Excuse me, Niall. I'm absolutely dying.
Do you know what? Everybody has a cold. We were just saying it earlier on. I have one. AJ has one. Molly has one.
I'm squeaking.
I know. I'm the same. And when I'm breathing, it's like...
Oh, yeah. I sound like an 8-year-old. But I've limited out, Niall. And I'll tell you what. Anybody that out there, like Lisa Luke, I know it's hard, but, you know, as what you said, Niall, you have to limit, you know, and you have to match up what's in, what you want to match up with, you know what I mean, and what's getting to the closest match, Niall.
Yeah, you're never going to find the perfect candidate, no.
You won't, and I've we all know this all our lives when voting. The most match I'm getting is Sinn Féin, and I'll tell you why, Niall, and this is the reason why.
Okay.
If I vote, you know, independent, I've got a funny feeling, Niall, that this guy, and he's a great guy, don't get me wrong, I think he's going to fall, you know, short of a few votes, and then, you know, all hell, you know, all his votes are going to go somewhere else, Niall, and this, that, the other. There's a reason why I'm voting Sinn Féin, because I have got a good understanding that they're going to get in again in this area, so that's where I'm going with them. Now, I heard what Mary Lou said, and I'll tell you what, I know a lot of people are giving out about Mary Lou, but what she did say, Niall, whatever your party agreed to, and what they said they would be doing, year after year, from whatever when this government is formed, we will be putting up, you know, the likes of the excise duty on petrol, diesels, solid fuels, gas, oil, you know. And what Mary Lou said, why are these companies, the Electric Ireland, you know, of the electric, wherever they are, ESB Networks and Bord Gáis Networks, they're making millions now. They're making millions. But yet, they're still hitting us in the pocket, you know, and this is the people that we have to rule out this country straight away, of the next government. Roger O'Gorman said the same thing. No, he's hell-bent on it. You know, oh, yeah, yeah, well, I won't be, you know, yeah, you can stay there. You won't reverse it, as they said, but you can freeze it. And you know, the likes of, you know, we're all being hit in the pocket, Niall, there as well.
I was always one of the belief, you know, and I think that's where the Green Party's downfall is, that you cannot tax your way out of a problem.
No, and I want to see, I really do want to say this, Niall. I want to see the Green Party fail and go, because they're blaming everybody and everything, the farmers, everybody. The Green Party need to go ASAP. You know, the farmers are going through enough shit as it is, as they call us. You know, and I know a few farmers myself, and they're not having a very good time of it. You know, the Green Party have ruined this country. You know,
I don't think they've single-handedly ruined us, but certainly.
Well, Eamon Ryan,
when it comes to taxation,
deal. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael had a great deal to do with it. I'm going to give Sinn Féin a chance to redeem themselves, Niall. On the facts that Mary Lou said, she's going to tackle the homeless,
housing crisis.
The housing and the homeless, as she said. She's going to tackle the immigration crisis as best she can, and she's going to freeze the likes of increases on fuels. And she's going to do our best, what she said that she would, on the like of the living crisis that we're going through, Niall, because nobody else seems to give a fuck about, Niall, what's going on here, other than Sinn Féin. I think they're very grounded people, Niall.
Okay.
I'm
not going to give you my opinion, by the way. That's the whole purpose of this. I want to hear everybody. I want to hear everybody else's opinion.
You've seen what happened with Simon Harris. They're robots, Niall. They're absolute robots now at this stage. They just think, look, yeah, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, we're going to get in. They're going to get in unless people like myself and everybody else like-minded, they're going to change their minds. And who do you want? People have got, you know, their insecurities about Sinn Féin oil, and I get that. But we got to give them a chance, because Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have got too many chances here now.
Sinn Féin have always been the bridesmaid and never been the bride.
Absolutely. And that's the fact of it. And as you said there, and you did point out in earlier on there, that they didn't run enough candidates. So they weren't really, they were the third party. They were, you know. And if we make them the fourth party, I bet you shit will get done in this country now. I really do think so.
Okay, well, hang on. Stay there for a second, Sean. Stay with me. Let me go to Rob as well. Rob, hi, how are you?
Oh, man. How are you, Niall? You're well?
Good. Sean, there you go. Sean, or should I say Rob, Sean is voting for Sinn Féin.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you voting for?
Well, to be honest, looking at the whole, it's the most boring election campaign that I can remember for a start. Not tuned into it at all now, I must admit. Very nice.
Well, Conor McGregor kind of, you know, dominated the news for a week of it. So, I mean, that kind of took away the spin.
I looked at the setup there last night with the three of them last night, with Mary Lou McDonald and the other, what was it? Simon Harris and Micheál Martin. And she looked out of place the way they had her sandwiched between the two of them. And she, you know, and real small, you know, it looked shocking.
That, it looked aesthetically bad, is what you're saying. The optics weren't good. Yeah, that was RTE's fault.
It was really poorly put across.
Yeah, well, Simon Harris and Micheál Martin would be reasonably tall. And obviously, Mary Lou wouldn't.
They should have been standing beside each other, you know, because they're in the league anyway. Monday night's one was Monday night. I don't know if you've seen Monday night's one or not. I was only looking at bits of it there yesterday, and that was another disgrace. That was horrible. This was the late great the Green Party and Helen McEntee, the Justice Minister, was on, and Pádraig Tobin and Michael Fitzmaurice.
Yeah,
and that was a better. That was, well, to me, it was a better. But your man was Roderick O'Gorman, the Green fella, behaved disgracefully, talking down to the opposition people that were speaking. That I was shocking the way he was going on, treating them like dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so who am I going for?
Who are you going?
Aintu,
Pádraig Tobin. Okay.
Yeah, because conservative. Well, other conservative values, common sense values, and to be honest, his party seems to be the closest that represents me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, they'll be slightly to the right, nationalist party, I suppose. They would refer to themselves as a nationalist party.
Yeah, now, this team,
and they have
got
a good few policies, Niall.
Yeah, they have, Sean.
Niall.
Yeah.
I was just saying here, you know, Pádraig Tobin would have been my second, yeah, and he will get my, you know, well.
Well, he won't be in your area, yeah, from Aintu.
No, but in my area, Aintu would be getting my second, Niall, and fair play to that corridor, because Again, he did. He hit the right notes, caller there. Sorry, what's your name?
Rob. Yeah, Rob.
Rob. Yeah. Rob. Fair play, Rob. Because I was going to go into, but I was swayed Sinn Féin, and I'll tell you why. Because, again, I thought Sinn Féin doing a better job than A&2, and I feel that Sinn Féin need this opportunity to, you know, because I feel A&2 is going to be, you know, a lesser party with lesser votes, and that's where I'm going with this, Rob, you see, because Sinn Féin are, like, you heard what Niall said earlier on, 21-2020, you know, so
yeah.
I really want, you know, I don't think A&2 are going to do as well as Sinn Féin, to be honest with you. And
I think they'll probably pick up a few seats.
Well, they will.
Yeah,
they will.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll tell you what I want as well, say this, Niall. I want to see the end of People Before Profit as well. See that lunatic?
Oh, don't mention anyone's name now that you've just said lunatic, right, Sean? So don't mention anyone's name. Okay, we get it. You don't like People Before Profit. 2% of the population do, I believe, according to the poll. But so don't mention anyone's name, Sean, please. Anyway, look, Sean, we have to go to break. Rob, stay there if you want to. Sean, thank you very much indeed. I'm going to come to Owen and Paddy straight after the break. All right, some of your texts coming in. Somebody says, Niall, you're being very impartial tonight. I know. It's killing me. You know, it's 2 days before an election. I'm just being fair. Somebody else wants to know, Niall, has anybody called in yet? I'm going to vote for Labour. Well, not as of yet, no. But if they do want to come on, they're quite welcome to come on. And by the way, can I just say, we're just picking people randomly. So if you're a Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael voter, you're welcome to come on as well. We're quite happy to have you on the air and explain to us why you want to vote for them too. So that's good. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. As I said, the Red Sea poll was out earlier on, which puts Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin more or less neck and neck. Fianna Fáil's one ahead, 21. Let's do our own little poll by WhatsApp, because I'm curious. Because we can't get everybody on the air. So I want you to WhatsApp in now the name of the party, or if it's an independent, the name of the person you're going to vote for, if you want to. You don't have to, by the way. That's 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. We'll do our own little poll and we'll see. So the name of the party or the name of the independent, if it's an independent, that you're going to vote for. WhatsApp it in right now and we'll do our own little poll. I'll give you the results of that, if I can kind of get them quickly before the end of the show. Let me go to Owen as well. Owen, hi, how are you?
Very good, Niall. Welcome back. Good to have you back.
Thank you very much indeed, Owen. I'm trying my best to bite my lip and keep my mouth shut tonight so I don't get into trouble. Because as you know,
standing yourself, so you're not doing too bad. Like that, you know?
Owen, who are you going to vote for? Who are you going to vote for?
Well, funnily enough, big change, just as you mentioned it. I'll be voting Labour number one this election.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why, right? Okay.
Yeah, Tammy.
I'm naturally left-leaning because, you know, I'm a working-class guy, get my hands dirty at work, and I'm a bit of a tree-hugger. I have a solar array and I've got an electric car for years. I'm on my second one, actually.
Right.
And I think Greens really left me down, and I'll tell you why. I tried getting the grant for the electric car charger, and after numerous attempts over 2 years, I gave up. And getting it installed with the grant is €1,400. And I got it installed without the grant for €600.
Jesus. So it was cheaper without the grant. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Second one, I did the wraparound insulation on my house.
Right.
Save energy, right?
Yeah.
With the grant and the whole lot, it was coming in between 23 and 25 and a half. And when it was paying cash and not getting the grant, I got it done for €18,000.
Ah, so, stop. Well, that, well, you know what that, you know what that tells me? People are making money on the side from the state.
Well, I think O'Gormless can't do his sums. I think he's incapable of running an economy if he expects us to swallow that rubbish, right?
Yeah, you're very green, by the way, I have to say, aren't you, Owen? You're a very green man. You're doing all the good, the right things.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I have to hump with him as well, because a bag of coal was a tenner 5 years ago, and it's €30 now, and that's down to the carbon tax, and I'm not happy with that. And I'm blaming him for it, O'Gormless, the Greens, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Second one then. I'd gone away and I'd been voting Sinn Féin, right?
Yeah.
And I'd been voting for, I'm not allowed to name names, but an independent socialist in Cork, right?
Yeah, you can name him if you want to.
Oh, Mick Barry.
Okay.
Useless Mick Barry.
Yeah, okay, Mick Barry.
Useless. Yeah. It's a pity, right? Okay. I'll tell you now, right?
Oh, you're not going to vote for him anymore. Well, now, don't say anything nasty about him, right? But you're not going to vote for him anymore. Yeah.
No, never again, right? The water coming out of the taps in Cork City is brown, right? It's like the colour of Tanora.
Now, to be fair, Owen, it's not just Cork City that the water is brown. I did a show one day and had people ringing in from Navan and all over the country and the water wasn't nice. So it's not just Cork.
There's a strike down in the waterworks and the Lee Road for the last 16 months.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And everyone has been on to Mick Barry about it. I've been phoning his office and that other fellow, Gould, the fool.
Oh, he's Sinn Féin, isn't he? Yeah, yeah.
He's Sinn Féin, yeah, right? Been on to them. No response, nothing happening. Bluster and bustle on the thing all the time.
And so they won't be getting your vote this time, that's for sure.
I was out in Ballincollig and they were telling me Mick Barry was up in Dublin on urgent Dáil matters.
Well, maybe he was. Let's not. If you're giving out about them, I don't want to go into too many names because we're coming up too close to an election. But you won't. You did used to vote for them, and you won't be voting for them anymore. That's Mr. Gould and Mick Barry. Labour's getting your number one vote. Okay.
Number down from that.
Okay.
Ken O'Flynn is very good.
He's with Independent Ireland, isn't he? Ireland.
He's an independent. I'm not sure he's with Independent Ireland. No,
he is. I think he is, isn't he?
Michael Collins in West Cork with Independent is very good.
Yeah.
Very good. He's done a pile for the people of West Cork. He's fighting the green agenda. He's fighting for farmers. He's fighting for jobs. He's fighting for a health service in Bantry Hospital. He's doing a lot.
He is very good, yeah.
Yeah, he is a good politician.
He is very good. He is very good and a very honest guy. And there is nothing new about a fella called Michael Collins fighting hard for the people of West Cork.
No. Yeah, you couldn't have said that better. Owen, listen, thank you very much indeed for that. Let me just go to Paddy. You can jump in anytime you want, Rob, if you want to. Paddy, hi, how are you?
Yeah. No, how are you, by all things?
Good. Paddy, who are you voting for and why?
I'd probably vote Fianna Fáil or Fianna Gael, I'd say.
Okay.
Or both of them, maybe.
Or both of them?
Yeah. I think that, I actually think, Niall, that it's not a problem of who actually gets into the government. I think the big problem that's stopping anything being done in this country is the civil service.
Mm.
I don't think it matters what name you put up over the door. If you put a Labour name up over the door, if you put a Sinn Féin name up over the door, you've got civil servants people working in the same jobs for 20 and 30 years, and you just don't give a shit about who comes in. Because when you come in, you're going to say, well, I'm going to do my best to do this. And the man's going to say, well, I don't give a fuck about you because I can't be fired. I'm doing this job 30 years. Fuck you. What are you going to do?
Yeah, no, I do believe there's a problem within the civil service. I'm not going to deny that. But in saying that, I still think it's important who you vote for because it's their policies that dictate how we delegate to the civil service.
Listen, Niall, it's not important who you vote for because no matter who gets in, they're only all paying lip service. It's the civil service runs the country, not the government.
But the government are making the policies,
Paddy. There's no denying the civil service runs the country. Not the government. You get into power, you say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do everything else. You go into your department, there's 300 guys working in your department, and none of them give a shit about you because none of them can be fired. They're in their job, they're guaranteed their pensions, and they don't give a fuck about you going into your job. You're saying, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And they're saying, we don't give a fuck what you're going to do. We're going to carry on doing what we're doing. You can't get rid of us. What are you going to do? I believe the civil service is the main problem. Now, I've one other point to make now before you go to news.
Okay.
There'll be about 50% of the people of Ireland, I reckon, will vote this Friday. Now, I know I'm probably the only one who phoned you in to tell you that I'd probably vote Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael.
Mm-hmm.
I've no problem with what anybody votes. As you hear, my opinion is that the civil service are the big problem in Ireland.
Mm.
But the other big problem in Ireland, Niall, I firmly believe, is the 50% of people that will not vote.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Yeah, sorry, Rob. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, no. Just think, like, the percentage that will not vote be quite high because this is what the government actually want, though, is a low turnout.
Of course they do. That's why they have the elections.
That's why. This has been going on since the summer now, that we're going to have this election next year and all this. That was all just... you even called it yourself, Noel, and said that pretty much...
I said it last year, it'll be in the middle of November. I said it.
Yeah. That's right. And it's exactly what they're probably hoping that it's lashing rain all day on Friday and people won't go out.
Yeah, low turnout is good for the government parties. Always good for government parties. Yeah. For the incumbents, and so to speak.
The incumbents. But This other thing
but
is...
But I agree with Paddy. I think we should start seriously looking at fining people if they don't vote.
But then, you know, I was listening to programs last week and the week before last, when you were off there, and there's something like 55% of the over 55s do the most of voting.
Yeah, yep.
Right? And normally these people are well-heeled, retired, middle class.
Yeah, that's why places like Dunleary have such a high turnout.
Yeah.
And when you go into places like Clondalkin, Ballyfermot, Ballymun, Coolock, low turnout, 27%.
Yeah, so, like in the summer election there, yeah.
Yeah. Well, hang on a second, both of you. Stephen, I've only got a minute and a half, and I do apologise to Stephen.
Are we getting on?
Yeah, I've literally got a minute, Stephen. I do apologise. If you want to wait till after the break, I'll come back to you.
Yeah, I can do that. I can hold off.
Okay, all right. We'll give you. They'll give you a call straight back after the news. All right. Okay. Thanks, Stephen. Well, I don't have the results of our little poll yet. Now, remember, of course, it's not a scientific poll. And it's just conducted over our WhatsApp here, so it'll just people randomly texting in. But I am seeing the words "ain't to" and "independent Ireland" coming up quite a lot in that random poll. Also, Sinn Féin coming up a little bit. Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil in there as well. Not as much as I would have expected. But then again, that's based on the demographic of the radio station. It's not a scientific sample poll, so please don't take it as one. I will try and get you. I'll get AJ to try to calculate the results of that there now. Now, let me go back to Stephen, who I was talking to just before the break. Stephen, hi, how are you?
Good, Niall, and yourself?
Good. Stephen, who are you voting for and why?
Niall, I'm voting for two. So I'm going for A2 in East Cork, and I'm also going for Independent Ireland.
Okay. All right, so coincidentally, the two that I mentioned just now, yeah.
Who did you mention, Jack? Because I listened to your podcast a lot, and you constantly have Paddy Tobin on, and he's what we need in this country. He's somebody that's not afraid to speak up. He's got my kind of core values nailed. I'm immigration. I don't mind about the housing because I'm set up for the immigration, the waste of money that we have in this country, the sheer state of our country at the moment. We need change because the shower that are in there and the so-called opposition, they've done nothing but driven this country into the ground for the last 5 years. They've driven it into the ground.
And you think Aintu could do a better job? Or certainly oppose them anyway?
I think a donkey walking on the road could do a better job than what's up there at the moment.
Yeah.
And that's not, it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's scandalous what's going on in this country at the moment. It's scandalous how their own people...
And who is the Aintu representative in our candidate in your area?
We have Mona Stonroad, so she's going to get a Mona. And then there's Catherine Birmingham from the Independent Party, who I'll give my second vote to.
Okay, Stephen. And what are the main issues, Stephen, for you in this election when you're looking at candidates in general? What are the main issues? Housing, immigration, healthcare, cost of living? What are those main issues?
My two would be immigration and the cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
Because the immigration, I work in a job where I deal with the public a lot.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law can't get a bus pass. Where I literally now see it, the people that are in the country a week will come to my place of employment and they'll have passes. And they're only in the country days. And you can read the pass and it will tell you that they're in the country days. And I'm seeing this multiple times a day, that there's people walking into this country that have...
And you believe they're getting treated better than your mother, or mother-in-law?
100%, Niall. And it's fact, 100%. Like, what I'm doing, I can tell that these people are getting it all for nothing.
Okay, I don't think they're getting everything for nothing. But obviously, yes, there are supports being given to people that may, like, for example, Ukrainians came to Ireland and got medical cards. And I know Irish people were giving out, you know, that I don't qualify for a medical card and I'm very sick, but you give it a medical card to somebody who come into the country. So I do get that, Stephen. I understand that. Okay, thank you very much, Stephen. Somebody else texts and says, not how come you don't have an opinion? I don't have an opinion because it's 2 days before an election. That's why I don't have an opinion. So I am just asking you, our callers and our listeners, to ring in and tell me who you're voting for and why. It's just your opinion. Let me go to Owen. Owen, hi, how are you?
Not so bad, Niall, not so bad.
Good. Owen, who will you be voting for and why?
Well, I vote for Aintu, and because they got the last, you know, the referendum there last spring. They were the only ones in the Dáil who got it right, who were in touch with the people. And I'll vote for Sinn Féin, not out of any great conviction, but both Aintu and Sinn Féin are all Ireland parties. So when I vote for those parties, I'm voting the same as the Irish people, the nationalist people in Fermanagh and Tyrone and Belfast and everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. And who did you, by the way, I'm just curious, who did you vote for last time round?
There wasn't an Aintu candidate last time round, so I voted for him.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. Okay. And what's the issues? What do you believe the main issues in the country are? Like, what are the ones that you think are the hot topics? You know, the ones that people are going to vote for. I mean, is it housing? Is it healthcare? Is it cost of living? Is it immigration? What is it you believe?
Well, depending on who you're talking to, it's I'm an old age pensioner, so you could say the result of the election doesn't really mean that much to me. But you mentioned the top three there would be immigration, housing, and you know, the healthcare in whatever order you're having yourself. You know, depending on who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a theory. It's only a theory, but I'm convinced now that the reason any of the main political nobody would be talking about immigration is that some of them politicians have an interest in those hotels. It's like having your own. It must be like having a money tree. The money that's being spent.
Well, it is, you know, immigration in this country, the chaos currently at the moment, is making quite a lot of people rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've seen those figures in the newspapers of the millions that are being paid in accommodation to hotel owners, property owners. Yeah.
I'd love journalists if they could, do you know what they say in the detective, follow the money, or the journalist.
Follow the money. That's what they always say, isn't it? Follow the money.
Follow the money, yeah. Well, maybe the journalists should start following the money.
Mm. Well, they have. I mean, a lot of the newspapers have already printed, you know, double-page spreads on, you know, the big limited companies that own these hotels and accommodation that are making absolutely millions.
Yeah, the company, but you won't get a name. The company, it'll be a company, it'll be owned by another company.
Well, yeah, but you can go on, if you want to, you can grab the name of the company, just go on to Solo Check or one of those online sites, and you can find out who the CEO is or who owns it, who the partners are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's easy enough to do.
But before I finish, I hope Claire Daly gets elected. She was very good there when she was in the European Parliament, and she was badly treated by people you'd think that were on her side of the fence, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So
there's a little bit of a socialist in you as well, Owen, is there, yeah?
Micheál Martin seems to be determined single-handed to drag us into some sort of a military alliance, like John Redmond in 1914. You know, he has done everything and anything.
Okay.
He was the first. He invented a new type of soldier. We were training the Ukrainians in non-lethal sniping. And I think after that, I think I'll go back to sleep. Non-lethal sniping. Think of that, ladies.
Yeah, I know. They gave them rifles and they gave them training in rifles. I'm aware of that. Owen, listen, thank you very much indeed. And thank you. And by the way, I'm delighted you're going out to vote. It's really, really important that everybody votes. Very important. Exercise your right to vote. Michael, you're a final caller on this tonight, I think. Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I think I recognise that voice, that old fella. But I just text in there. I said, what I said in the text, I said, I'm a family man of four, one income coming into the house. And the wage is just above the threshold of getting any government support.
Okay.
Now, I tried to bring this up to a couple of the candidates that knocked on the door and they don't really want to hear it. So two candidates came and I've emailed them that my biggest issue going into this election is woke, what they want to teach in schools. And I think it's absolutely disgusting. And I think as a parent, we should have a right of what's been taught in school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've got no response back. I got one response back, if I could give a call back. On this number.
And who did you contact? The Department of Education?
No, I contacted two candidates that knocked on my door.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm wondering, were they from the Department of Education?
What's that?
Were they from the Department of Education?
They're going for election. One is for Fine Gael and one was for Fianna Fáil.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
You know, and I said, my biggest issue in this is woke.
Okay, so you don't want... you're concerned about what you've been reading in the papers recently about the new curriculum for both junior cert cycle and in 2 years' time, the primary or post-primary primary cycle. Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. Now, okay. I've got nothing back, you know, like, as well. I just put all the stuff on email as well, like, do you know what I mean? Because I think this whole
Would your primary concern, Michael, the fact that you mentioned to me you're a single income earner and, you know, obviously you've got a partner and children or whatever it is, and you're just above the threshold, would your primary concern not be the cost of living, surely?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, right? So, like, they're on about the population, that the Irish people are just not having kids anymore, right? And, like, you know, I have four small kids. And, you know, people go, geez, that must be expensive. It is expensive. Like, if you take into the small things in life, like Christmas is coming, go see Santa Claus. It's absolutely crazy.
Oh, I know.
Or in the summertime, just take them for ice cream.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be trying to convince them that we'll go to Aldi and get a box of ice cream, you know, and you see other people going in getting cones. Do you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, they say a child can cost up to 10,000 a year.
They're not given incentive. They're not given incentive for people to have big families. Like, I'd get my wife's tax credits. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's nothing after that.
Yeah, well, you get a tax credit for a stay-at-home partner, yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
There isn't a great incentive, unfortunately, for stay-at-home parents at the moment. There isn't a great incentive to have a family. And you are right, we have a problem. Our population level at the moment is 1.6, which is no good. We need to be at 2.3 for population replacement. So you're doing a decent job there having four kids. But the problem is most people aren't doing a decent job. And the reason they're not doing a decent job is because, Michael, they've nowhere to live. Because they can't find a house.
It's down to the government. Yeah, everything is down to the government. And the number one issue for me going into this is war. But the number one issue overall is immigration.
Mm.
And whether people like it or not and call names and everything, at the end of the day, we all know someone that has immigrated. We know family members that's immigrated. People work in construction. They work with all sorts of people. But what's coming in here is not each, whatever you want to call it. Like, coming in here with no passports, no visas, then they want to live off the social welfare, handed stuff, that's causing a divide in the community.
Yeah, and I think everybody would be in favour of a fair immigration policy. Yeah.
Yeah, like if they're coming from, they're saying that they want international protection, but then they have no passports, so then you can't identify who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So they could be a murderer, a rapist, and
they could be.
And then you have people, then there are fear for their kids. And then all of a sudden, then the government is calling everyone names. You're far right, you're racist, just because you don't agree with them. But it's not that they don't agree with them. It's we don't know who they are, you know? And
yeah, I think I don't disagree with you. I think what we need is common sense policies around immigration. Yeah.
You know, and the
Greens, and do you think anybody, any party is offering you a common sense policy around immigration?
Is there any party offering common sense? Well, I like what the Irish Freedom Party and a few more of them, but none in my constituency.
So you don't believe any of the main parties would be offering you that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Listen,
okay.
They're all telling you stuff now that they should have done the last 5 years.
Yeah, so you think the horse is kind of bolted at this stage, is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, I think nobody disagrees that there's a chaotic immigration policy at the moment. We don't seem to know what we're doing. I think the government, by their own admission, have admitted that. That something has to be done in relation to that. And I think everybody would like to see a fair immigration policy, whereby people who are genuinely fleeing war, people who genuinely need support, get it. But those, as you rightly said, who we can't identify, obviously we have to deal with that differently. And those who shouldn't be here, or here illegally, should be given their deportation orders. And we can't be just handing out voluntary deportation orders, because we've seen the result of that. People don't leave. And why would you? I mean, I'm not blaming the immigrants. So why would you blame people who are looking for a better life? They're just taking advantage of a bad system that we have and we've created. Anyway, look, thank you very much indeed to everybody. I think we got a kind of broad spectrum of people voting for Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Labour, Sinn Féin, Aon 2, Independent Ireland, right across the board there, people voting for all different people for different reasons. Thank you to everybody who got involved in that. I was going to read out our poll, but I tell you what, I'm not going to read it out because it is very close to an election. It's not a scientific poll, but it's as I predicted. probably in my own little head here because of the demographic of the radio station and the age group of the radio station. So I won't read it out because it would be unfair of me to do that because obviously the official polls like Red Sea and Irish Times and everybody else are probably more accurate in relation to that type of polling. But please, I will urge you, go out and vote on Friday. It's really, really important that you vote. If you don't vote, you have no right to come onto this show in 2 weeks' time and give out about the government. You don't have a right to do it because you haven't voted. You aren't part of the democratic process. And I've said it before and I say it again. I do believe we need to look at places like Australia who fine people who don't vote. It's really important that you vote. I mean, when we see some of the turnouts during election days or referendums, as low as 25% in some areas, that's 1 in 4 people actually went out and voted in some areas. That's crazy. It's the older people that go out and vote, the stalwarts, the ones out in Dunleary and places like that, because they voted for the same parties for the last 60 years. I heard a funny story, actually, when I was out on the campaign during the European elections. I think it was Fianna Fáil, Barry Andrews. And I think it was he was saying, or somebody was saying from Fianna Fáil, that they met this old woman and she was in her 90s. And she was saying how great Fianna Fáil were. Yous are great, Fianna Fáil are great, you know. I give you my vote every single time. And you're going, oh, yeah, that's great. Thanks very much indeed. And he says, yeah, when I get the ballot sheet, I go Fianna Fáil, 1-1-1 every single time. And he didn't have the heart to say to her, you've just spoiled your vote, because she gives them all a number one. Anyway, sorry, I digress. Anyway, thank you very much indeed to everybody got involved. Don't forget, don't spoil your vote. Make sure you know how to vote. It's easy enough. Vote for the people you want to get elected. Don't vote for people you don't want to get elected because they will get transfers. So just put the numbers down on the ones that you want to get elected.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.